The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and you're going to hear a recap of some conversations. The focus is all faith, family, and fun. And it is way too early to be eating fall food. And yet Krispy Kreme released its fall donuts, and we try them and tell you which ones are worth tasting and which ones should probably be skipped. And really, we let you know if it feels weird to be eating fall food before it's fall. So we're going to do that. We're also going to talk about what happens when your kid gets a school project. My son is 2. I now have a school project, but I'm feeling a little stressed about it. There's so many trendy foods out there that we try them so you don't have to. This is Taste Test Tuesday.
Get in my belly! Come on!
Surprisingly, there's actually some pumpkin spice items in the studio today.
Yeah, so Krispy Kreme beat everyone to the punch. You're hearing how Starbucks and the other Dunkin' Donuts, they're going to be doing their pumpkin spice later this month. No, Krispy Kreme's like, we're doing it now.
At some point, at the beginning of the year, they're going to be like, it's fall. It's time for pumpkin spice. So we decided to try it now to let you know if it'll be a good fall item. I think they have these regularly, but they always try to change it up. Dude, what are these called?
Yeah, so there's like 5 new donuts. And this is the pumpkin spice glaze.
Ooh,
and
I'm
then
into that.
The pumpkin spice cake donut.
Oh. Cake donuts are so good. Okay, you want to do cake first?
We'll do cake.
Here we go. We'll let you know. That's money in the bank.
Can I just say, honestly, I'm probably in the minority here. I don't even like pumpkin spice.
You don't?
How
do you feel?
I actually really like this.
It's so delicious. Listen.
Changing my mind today.
Don't walk, run. All right, we're going to try the regular one, let you know if that's worth picking up as well.
All right.
It's all so delicious. I'm sorry. I love pumpkin spice so much. I try to not be weird about it, but it's delicious.
It is good.
I mean, the cake is better. What do you think?
Definitely the cake. So 1 to 10, what would you say on the glaze?
They're both a 9.5. What about you?
All right, the cake a 9, the glaze, I don't know, a 7.5.
Go for the cake. Happy fall, y'all. Parenting is one of the most magical things that we can experience. But it also means there's so much repetition in your life when they're little. Tom is teaching his little boy how to read, yep. And it sounds like it's a tough experience.
Oh, my gosh. Because it's not just once. It's like you have to read the same book 30 times. And then, you know, you say the end, he'll take it, and then he'll be like, rabbit, bear.
But he's getting words.
He's loving it, yeah, because it's most of his books are animal books.
Yeah.
But it's the same one. 30 times.
I'm in the same stage of life, and I just need to know if you have a favorite of the kids' books, because I certainly have some that I can't stand and some that have a semi-plot.
Yeah, I like the Frosty the Snowman one. I know, look, it's August, because it follows the song, so it's so easy. I don't even have to like look at the book.
You're like, I can pay less attention? That's your favorite?
Yeah.
There's so much bad news every day that we could talk about, but instead of talking about that, let's just share some joyful news. You've probably heard of physical therapy, but not meat therapy. This is a brand new thing that a guy named Jason created after he got out of the military. He said he really struggled as a veteran to acclimate back to normal life, and he found that barbecuing really helped him. He liked to serve the food to others. He found it really fulfilling and a good distraction from some of his problems. So he created a platform to help other veterans through barbecuing together. It's literally called meat therapy, and I'm looking at the Instagram right now. It looks so delicious. I think maybe I need some. And it's extremely hard to teach someone something that you are still learning. And my kid is dealing with a lot of fear right now. Mm. And I've always been honest. I'm an anxious person. I'm not great with fear either. And so he doesn't want to sleep in his bed by himself. And I honestly, I don't know what to tell him. So I brought in my parenting expert, Tom. You've done this 4 times. Is there anything that has helped you, helped your kids?
Well, each kid is different, so it's kind of hard, you know? Like, one of them, I would just say, man up! I'm just kidding. I have never honestly told my kid to do that.
That's never going to work for me.
But I mean, like sleeping in bed, like in his own bed, what the fear?
He doesn't want to be alone in there. And like, I needed a nightlight and stuff as a kid. I've tried some of that. But it's not just that. He's becoming afraid of thunderstorms and the mower outside. I mean, anything you can think of. I think there's just this young age that fear rises up, but I don't want it to continue in his life. So if you've got like a fear pep talk other than man up, we need it.
So he was terrified of sleeping alone and terrified of the dark. So we actually went to Build-A-Bear and built him a little stuffed animal and put a little heart in it with a Bible verse on it.
That's adorable.
And said, "I won't protect you." And so he almost 12 now, so he's not as bad, but he was every single night he would just clutch that little stuffed animal, and now it's grown through it. But it was a, hey, God's got you, so do I. You don't have to worry.
That's brilliant. Can't you put a little recording in there too, like of yourself?
You can.
Yeah.
What should I say? Go to bed, close your eyes. I'm sick of this.
Now you're like me. No, you want to be loving, Joy.
At 3 a.m., I'm not. I'm really not. Just taking a quick second to interrupt this podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. Think for a second about what you could do with a little more money every single month. Things are so expensive right now that I've been going to Costco and buying my son's diapers in bulk. I'm trying to find the right gas stations to go to save a few cents every single gallon. We're being smart in every area of our lives financially, but maybe not with your mortgage. This could be a great time for you to refinance and just find out what your monthly payment could be with United Faith Mortgage. In fact, my husband and I looked into it in 2020, decided it wasn't the right time for us financially, and then went through with it in 2021, and United Faith Mortgage gave us a great experience because they have this direct lender advantage, which means there's no middleman, and that can often save you monthly and lifelong money. More money every single month could help your family this summer. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Just find out what United Faith Mortgage could do for you by going to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
And one of the most nerve-wracking things this time of year, if you have kids in school, is sports tryouts. You just don't know if they're going to make it or not. And if you've missed us talking about Tom's daughter, we are rooting for Brooke to make the volleyball team.
Yeah, so when she was here, she's like, I'm playing volleyball. I thought she was already on the team. Turns out she had a tryout for the team, and she's been
confident.
Stressed. Yeah, so I got the news. She made it!
Oh, my Lanta! Woo! Thank God. Okay, we found out there were multiple teams.
There's
Which
three.
Team did she make? The awesome team or the we barely got in team?
All right, she didn't make the awesome team nor the barely. She did the middle one.
Thank God you have an average kid.
An average kid.
That's delightful. There is so much fun in your life when you're a kid, but something starts to happen when we get older and we just forget how to have it. I need to figure out how to prioritize it. But I don't even really know what's fun anymore. I was just telling Becca that I started reading the new book from Annie F. Downs. She's one of my favorite authors, called Chase the Fun. And it's all about how to figure out why you lost fun in the first place, what it means to you. But I'm only at the beginning, and all I've realized is I'm a mess.
Well, at this point in life, it's like, man, going to bed by 8 o'clock, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It does.
When you zoom out, you realize that's not really something that I'm going to remember a week from now.
Oh, yeah. And in my early 20s, I had so much fun with my friends. We would do themed parties and dress up, and I still liked swinging on swings, but I don't have the energy for any of that now. So Becca and I were trying to figure out what it looks like to have fun, even when life is so stressful.
You know, your job can get really boring, but I did a service project helping pass out backpacks, and I was in charge of DJing. And I was in charge of doing the happy dance whenever we hit a milestone. At 100, I did my happy dance. So it's like, where's Jackie for the happy dance?
You know, it's funny because studies have shown that when you serve other people, it does give you a boost of joy. But
yes.
I like your version of serving others where you're just up there dancing.
Are you free for our support drives, Jackie? We need someone to hit the
milestones
and dance.
Yes, yes.
Fun is not one of those things that just naturally is in your life as an adult. So Becca and I are trying to figure out how to add it back in.
I recently adopted a cat. His name is Mochi, and he is a ball of fun. My biggest addition and fun in my life has just been watching him jump around the house. He's very loving. He's almost like a dog cat.
That's why she likes him, because he's like a dog.
Yeah, he really is.
The worst part about a child getting a project at school is the project's actually for you. I'm new to this. My child is 2, and the teachers just sent home a poster board and said we have to decorate it with pictures and all his favorite things. He doesn't even know how to use scissors.
I can't believe they're giving him a project at 2 already.
Well, they sound like it's exciting and fun, and I thought my son will not be a part of this. No. I'll be doing it when he goes to bed. So I just need your advice, because you've had a lot of kids, Tom. Is it okay if I want it to be so amazing that it looks so much better than the other kids?
Oh, like you want to blow everybody out of the water.
Well, I have to show the other moms who's cool, and it's me.
I feel like in fifth grade, you're still going to be doing his project.
I gotta
beat that mom.
Going down, Cheryl. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.